This is Free Talk Live, kicking off Hour 3, the Tuesday edition. As always, you can join us on the phones and bring up whatever you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Jumping into the calls, let's talk to Lee in Montana, listening on KJEZ. Lee, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Good evening.
Hi, Lee.
Hi.
What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I don't know. I didn't get to hear the hometown boy, Mike, do his thing last night. My swing shift guys were here, and two of them were new.
Do you have a computer?
Pardon?
Do you have a computer?
Yeah, it makes labels.
Well, oh, okay.
If you trust me, I don't have time for that. But
well, I was just going to say, if you were lamenting not being able to hear part of the show, you can always go and get them on our website.
I understand, and okay. My son's a software engineer, for heaven's sake, so I got access here, but
all right,
not why I called. I think you kind of missed part of the program here on, you were going off, the guy had a fairly valid point, didn't have a lot of the California guy that brought all this up.
Okay.
It's affecting his world, and it affects all our world, it just affects people's worlds differently.
You were talking about immigration.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And
specifically,
you missed one thing that is a very specific thing. They're called illegals.
Uh-huh.
Why? They
because
didn't
the government
the program.
Made a bunch of tyrannical laws that,
Well, I agree with you to a point that they're tyrannical, but gosh, you brought up grandparents and everything else. They played by the rules. They got to do their thing.
Well, that's not really fair. The rules have changed since your grandparents or your great-grandparents came across the world. The rules have changed
dramatically. Roger Williams was one of my relatives, you know. So he discovered Rhode Island. So I guess our clan's been here a long time. That's irrelovant.
Well, mine came across on the Mayflower. But
so
I have others that didn't come across till 1900.
Okay, now, that's fine. But they still played by the rules at that time, and they weren't pleasant rules at that time.
And my question to you, hold on just a second. My question to you is this. The German citizens, some of them played by the rules and they turned the Jews over to the Nazis, and some of them didn't. Who were the right ones? Who were the good ones?
Well, they would have to sort that out in their own mind, but given
I can tell you who the right and good ones were. The ones
that
turned the Jews over were a bunch of evil people. And if we support these rules, we're evil too.
Well, we're not talking about whether the Jews were immigrants or not. We're talking about people who blindly follow bad rules, sir.
I agree. Trust me, if you're in Montana, you pretty much agree with bad rules are something you don't want to follow.
Right. So the thing is, you think that these immigration restrictions are totally okay, and you
no, they're not even going about it even close enough right way.
What do you
want? You said, now, how would we control the border? How would you possibly keep all these people out? They got 6,000-plus National Guards guys down there with no guns. How do you protect the borders at your property?
My property?
Or do you live in a condo? I don't know. But
I live on a piece of property, but I'm not too concerned with people. I mean, there's a fence up, so I mean...
Okay, we have a fence and a couple big honking guns. Mm-hmm. It seems to work real well for us.
Well, immigrants don't want to get into my backyard, sir. They want to get into the United States.
And let's not forget that I can hire somebody to come into my backyard to mow it if I want to. And I'm not really given that opportunity when somebody else puts a big fence up and a big honking gun out there to keep out the person that I might want to hire to come in and mow my grass.
Why would you want to hire him when there's probably plenty of, why can't you hire a high school kid to mow your grass? I did that since I was 12 years old.
I have asked several high school kids about coming and mowing my grass, and they won't do it.
And that's the jobs that the Americans don't want to do. Well, that just means their parents are slacking in their duties, I guess.
What am I supposed to do, go make their parents have them mow my
grass? No, I guess you get to go hire, one of the...
I'll hire whoever wants to do the job, sir. Whoever's most qualified and whoever gives me the best value for my dollar.
That's
I don't care what the color
procedure.
Their skin is.
You know, you go for the best
right,
value
so
for the buck. You
let
know?
Me understand this, Lee. Your suggestion for border enforcement is to give the National Guardsmen guns and build more walls. Is that what I... Did I understand you correctly?
I don't think a wall would hurt at all.
What's it going to help?
Well, what did these people cost us? Something like $17 billion a year? Alex Jones says there's $30 million minimum here. I believe him if you do the math.
I believe that number too.
What does that cost our country? Who said our country has...
What does it contribute to our
people?
Country, though? I mean, the question you've got to ask
is... Let's analyze his question. What does it cost our country? Okay, you're asking about welfare, right?
Welfare, health care, you name it.
When you say health care, you mean free health care, therefore welfare provided by the government, health care provided at the point
anything?
Of a gun. So, okay, so then would
you
agree with me then? Hold on, follow me now here, Lee. Would you agree that the actual problem isn't the immigrants, but the welfare?
Well, no. You hit it a long time ago in this conversation. It's the government's rules. Why do we allow the government to give these people that aren't playing by the government's rules, not the rules you and I made, the government's rules, why do we allow them any privileges? How can they have their children in our thing and instantly become citizens in our hospitals with no charge?
Sir, you dodged my question. The question
Okay, one more time. I'll follow you closely.
Isn't welfare the problem? If your complaint is that these immigrants are coming here and taking all this money out of welfare, well, isn't the problem welfare and wealth and forced wealth redistribution, collectivism? Isn't that the problem, sir?
That's always been a problem.
So then why is it that you
have
out...
a big...
Wait a minute, Lee.
A...
Here's another question for you. If welfare's the problem, why are you and the people like you, the immigration controllers, out there pounding the pulpit to close down the border? Why don't you address the real issue, that's welfare, and get out there and pound the pulpit against welfare and forced redistribution of wealth, sir?
I wish our just our three little things that we pointed out that our problems were the only problems that our country had. How many do you want to address? You got to kind
of
keep addressing
this
all of
this is the
them.
Root of your complaint. Your complaint.
I understand what
your
you
complaint.
Said about my complaint.
Your complaint. Am I correct or am I right or am I wrong?
Welfare is a big problem, and we can't support
it's the root
the people
of
that have been born here or lived here for three generations that are on welfare. Why do we need to support another six million?
But
why should we support them?
We don't need to support anybody. Welfare needs to go away. Don't you agree?
I agree 175%.
So why don't you get your priorities straight then and fight welfare instead of trying to control immigration?
Well, why
you're
do you
not
want to
going
have more
after the root of the problem.
That's
you're going after a symptom, Lee. You're spending all your time and money, people like you, complaining about a symptom of a problem the government created, and that problem is welfare. And I really suggest that you reassert and take another look at your priorities, because all you're going to end up doing is creating immigration restrictions that are going to cost all of us more money in taxes, increase the size of government, bring us a police state, and do nothing to get rid of welfare. You're not helping anything, Lee.
Well, what was the prime directive in the beginning of the military to control and protect our borders? Was that not part of the original plan?
I couldn't tell you. I wasn't there when they created
the
military.
I think I've seen it written down a few times.
Sounds good, but let's talk about this for a second. Controlling, protecting the border. Let's talk about a wall. Let's talk about putting, we'll put the Green Berets right there on the border. They'll snap the necks of anybody who comes along.
Oh,
it'll be great. Now, hold on just a second. There's the Pacific Ocean between us and China, but we have all kinds of illegal immigrants coming across from China. Somehow these people come across something far more formidable than the American military, the Pacific freaking Ocean, and they get over here illegally, and we can do nothing about it. How do you think you're going to stop illegal immigrants? All you're going to do is make it more expensive to get here, and you're going to cut down on our freedoms, because they're going to want to come to your house and check and make sure you don't have any Mexicans
come to your
bed.
Business, make sure that everybody's legal.
You're going to come to your business, they're going to put all kinds of restrictions on you, you're going to have to hire somebody new just to handle all the paperwork for all the immigrants that you may or may not have.
Would you live in a police state at this point in time?
Well, we certainly will after your wall's built, sir.
Well, when 54% of the people work for the government, I hate to tell you this, but that now officially becomes a police state.
So it sounds to me like you want to bump it up to 64% to me.
Well, no, I don't. I'd like to see it slowed down. But,
well, I agree with you that it's a police state today.
Well, they're like a whole other problem, you know, when that many people work for the government, you and I have no absolute control over the outcomes of anything that anybody wants to vote on.
Lee, I totally agree with you that we are definitely a police state today, and it's just getting worse.
Right. Okay,
but if you continue to advocate for more immigration controls, you're going to get more of what you don't want. So look at your priorities, restructure, Lee, and go after welfare. That's the problem, and call us again sometime. Thanks. 800-259-9231. Get it straight. It's so simple. End forced wealth redistribution. Downsize the size of government, and you won't have problems with immigrants anymore. All the ones coming here will be positive. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Fiercely independent.
Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark,
the toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates, so whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free by going to updates.com. www.freetalklive.com. Again, updates.freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn about, to learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We got to roll into the phone calls here. Let's talk to Peter in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello?
Hi, Peter.
Hello, Peter.
Hello?
You're on the air, sir. What's on your mind?
This is Stanley.
Stanley, I'm sorry, I got you wrong. What's on your mind, sir?
Slap, slap nut Stanley.
What's on your mind?
What's happening, Ian?
Oh. Oh, Todd. This is Todd. Hey, what's up, man? I didn't recognize you at all. Todd, our former co-host. I was getting ready to hang up on you. I thought this was going to be a crank.
Dude, I was thinking so, and I was like, after waiting on hold for 20 minutes, I better just fess up quick.
So what's up, dude?
Nothing, man. I was actually going through all of our old archives on our CDs, you know?
Right.
And my, how times change.
What do you, when you say that, what do you mean?
Well, things like the war.
Yeah.
You know, I was very anti-war. I mean, pro-war.
Pro-war.
You were
right.
Very anti-war.
Yeah,
and,
I sort of was too, Todd. You know, I mean, I'm sort of sitting in the boat with you.
Well, you know, and I'm not going to be the kind of person that's not going to say I was wrong, I was right, I was wrong, whatever. I was wrong, and I'm going to be a big enough man to say that.
Wow, same here. That's awesome.
And you know, I think Bush is a complete asshole. he's handled the situation. I think initially, the thought was in the right place.
Well, intentions don't matter for squat.
Wrong.
Intentions don't matter for squat. And maybe the thoughts were in the right place for some people, but for me at least, Todd, it's entirely unacceptable to be initiating force around the world, regardless of whatever the excuse
is. You know, Hitler was just trying to create a better world by wiping out the Jews.
Exactly. And it, you know, you think, why did the people settle in America? Because they were tired of having others' beliefs shoved down their throat.
Sure.
They wanted to live free. So here we are, 230-some years later, going out and doing the same thing to other countries that our forefathers left, you know, England.
It's really sick when you look at it from that perspective. It's twisted.
It really is. And, you know, I didn't know what I would call and talk about because I really wasn't listening. But...
Well, Tom, I think a lot of our old listeners that are still listening probably really appreciate that, sir.
Well, you know, I could have called in and talked about the legalization of drugs.
Yeah, we've talked about that a million times.
That's actually what I'm listening to right now in the car.
Oh.
Was you and I going back and forth with several listeners about that whole topic.
Right.
But I have not changed my stance on that.
Oh, what? You still want to keep them illegal?
Oh, of course.
Okay, but you want, now wait a minute. What about marijuana? I don't remember your exact stance, Todd. It's been so long.
I was up in the air about marijuana. I really didn't care about it one way or another. It was, you took such a hard stance on legalizing everything across the board.
Right.
And, you know, that's several years ago, and several abuse, suicides, and all the other things have happened since.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think you can realize a lot of the things you were arguing against with me were wrong as well.
Well, like what?
Well, your whole argument back then, and you got to excuse me because I've got a huge echo.
Okay.
On this phone.
We can't hear it, so it's okay.
Well, it's driving me crazy.
Sorry.
But
hopefully my board op can iron that out. But go ahead, do your best.
Well, that said,
what was I wrong about? Because I could have been wrong about something, and I might very well have been, but you got to bring it up.
The fact that you think keeping the drugs illegal creates more violence.
Yeah.
And I see your point as far as, you know, the people that need the drugs are going to do whatever it takes to get the drugs.
Sure they will.
And that said, whether they're legal or illegal, I believe the violence will increase.
Why?
Because the drug use will increase.
Well, Todd, unfortunately, the statistics are against you. If you look at the Netherlands, where they have legalized a couple of different drugs there, the statistics show that there was a slight spike in usage after the legalization process went through, but then the spike went down to below the levels that it was at while the war on drugs was going on. So as a result of legalization, there are actually less people using illegal drugs. And Todd, don't forget that if drugs are legal, then that means the prices will be market-based instead of black market-based. Therefore, they'll be a fraction of the current prices, and therefore all of the violence, virtually all of the violence that you see associated with the drug trade, that is people who need to get a fix, doing whatever it takes, knocking over convenience stores, robbing little old ladies, breaking into your home at night, doing all that stuff, that's all going to go away because they'll be able to support their habit just like every alcoholic is able to support his habit.
Well, let's talk about this. Let's throw this in the mix. I was arguing that alcohol and tobacco are considered drugs, and you agree.
Sure.
And you say, well, you don't see people killing each other for alcohol and cigarettes.
For the most part,
because the market price is so low.
Right.
Well, I think you need to take a look at all these, police videos, shows that come on and whatnot. You see guys walking into convenience stores all the time, not going for the register, going for the rack of cigarettes out there, you know?
What do you mean? Oh, when you say going for it, you mean they're going to steal the cigarettes?
Sure, they just walk in, grab the rack, you know, hold the guy at gunpoint.
Is it happening in New York City?
Go for the register.
Where is it happening? New York City?
Oh, it happens everywhere.
Well, it's because cigarettes are so much because they're taxed so heavily, Todd.
Well, tax or no tax, if you have no money, tax doesn't mean squat.
How many people?
If you got a dollar and nickels in your pocket.
Look, Todd,
but cigarettes wouldn't cost as much, so therefore wouldn't be as valuable to steal if they weren't taxed so heavily.
Todd, in places like New York City, where cigarette prices are above $8 a pack for the most part.
Sure.
The mafioso, the people in the black market, have an incentive to go and rob, to steal cigarettes, steal whole truckloads of cigarettes,
right,
and bring them into the city in order to undercut the current market price and sell gray market cigarettes. It's a result of regulation, and even if your point is true, it still doesn't contradict the fact that there are still people out there who are in danger from a crackhead on the street that needs to get his fix. And the fact is, I'd rather have the violent shift, if it's going to, and I don't believe that you're right about this, I'd rather have the violent shift from little old ladies and families to people running convenience stores. Those are the people that should take the risks, not the rest of us.
And they can be prepared for it, because you know where the criminal's going to walk in the door. You can smoke him if you have to.
There you go. Okay. Todd, thanks for the call as always, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. By the way, Todd is the man who replaced you in season number one.
Todd Steele, everybody.
Yep, and if you are an amplifier, Free Talk Live amplifier, you're getting access to, slowly, those episodes being released. But there's actually a DVD set of season one and two being sold at the Free Talk Live store right now at store.freetalklive.com. It's got all the Todd episodes, all the Mark episodes, or man, which is you went by back then.
Mm-hmm.
It's all there. Store.freetalklive.com. More on the way. Your call's rolling in. We'll take them. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing these rights. Today, you can take this stand. Express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $22 shipped to you and only $15 for each additional shirt. PayPal users, please send payment to liberties77@yahoo.com. That's LIBERTEES77@yahoo.com. For questions, call 479-774-8264. That's 479-774-8264. For additional information, including images of this shirt, please visit www.gcnlive.com today.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. It is 1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, and join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is free, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version. Both await you at freetalklive.com. We roll back into the calls to Jay in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, Jay. Yeah. What's on your mind?
Good. I called yesterday and my darn cell phone battery died on me, but I got to concede to you guys. You know, you brought some really good points, and I have to be intellectually honest. You correct me in some things in regards to immigration, all that, and as far as giving the government police status and a lot of things.
Well, you know, I appreciate that, Jay.
Thanks, big man.
We got the first bit of rights. We sit here and argue, and that's good. That's healthy.
Indeed.
One question I want to throw out. Let me first throw out a joke. It'll be a joke as it is. Women and the government are, you know, you can't live with them, can't live without them.
That's cute.
Okay. Whatever you mean by that is. Okay, we need stop signs, we need stop lights,
mm-hmm.
and we need the public works to make our roads, right?
We need what now to make our roads?
Well, public works, the people
public,
who pay the roads.
Mm-hmm.
You live in a city, and the people in the city come around and pay the roads.
I would argue that that's probably something we should leave in place as we shrink the size of government for now.
For now.
Ian would disagree.
Once we've cut back on government far enough, back down to constitutional levels, that's when we need to start taking a look at other areas wherein we've always believed that government should be involved, Jay, but perhaps it would be possible for the market.
Let me say something. I agree with you that, you know, you probably should be able to contract it out, but anyway, you know, I'm just going to go at the local level where I live in Gilroy here in California.
Okay.
We used to have the city, they used to pick up our garbage, and then they allowed the government to contract it out to private people.
Mm-hmm.
And then the private people, they turn around and they have a separate, a recyclable stuff, this and that, and if they don't like this, they don't accept it.
Right.
In the good old days, it used to be good.
Okay, let me...
Now, are you saying that it was easier to throw your garbage away when the city was collecting it than when a company's collecting it? Is that what's happening?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Totally possible.
Now, what I would say here is that what you've got, the situation you've got, is just like the power company and the cable company. You have a government-sanctioned monopoly. You can't hire someone else to come and pick up your trash because this company has a contract to do it. So that's not competition,
nope.
And that's not the free
market.
It might be a sweetheart deal for that company, but it's not the free market by any stretch of the imagination because you have to have competition.
Right.
If you had competition, then somebody else would come along and say, hey, well, we'll let you throw a whole bunch of different stuff away and you don't have to separate it. And then they'd say, oh, yeah, well, we'll let you throw anything away and you don't have to separate it. We'll take uranium-223.
And believe it or not, there are areas in...
And we'll do it at half price.
There are areas in this country that do have competition in garbage hauling. So, this is something that the government is in total control of, and we need to just get it out of.
That's right. But the problem is, you have the field of the collectivist, where who builds the roads? You know, we want to be able to go places, and...
Certainly. And the roads is one of the most frequently brought up issues. When people come across libertarianism, they come across the ideas of the free market, a lot of them think immediately that it sounds good, that this is great, we need to get the government out of this and this and this, but what about the roads? Indeed, what about the roads? Well, what I asked you to do, Jay, don't do it right now. When you get off the phone with us, sit down, take some time, and think to yourself and ask yourself, how could we provide roads? How could we allow people to travel around without actually having to tax them for it? What are some alternatives that we could engage in, some voluntary alternatives to create this, to create and maintain this necessary infrastructure at this point? And I'll give you just a couple of the ideas that I've come across. One of those ideas would be that business owners on that road could own portions of the road or the entire road. Therefore, they would want the road to be open and usable so people could get to their businesses. Roads could be privately owned by industries, by businesses, say like Ford or Toyota. Toyota could own an entire stretch of road. They could put signs up on the road that let you know that the road was sponsored by Toyota. A private road owner could put up billboards on his road, pay for all the road upkeep just with the billboards. I mean, we don't even have to even get into the world of tolls, which of course is the old, you know, government go-to method for supplying funds for some roads. I don't think tolls would be necessary in a free market road situation. So there's a lot of things to be thinking about there. But as Mark pointed out, this is not the number one issue. This is not the number one area where we need to get government out of our lives. We're not gonna suffocate or die because the government's in control of the
roads. Even if we got the government down to handling roads, we'd have done a great deal for the American people.
Yeah, I hear you there. And my big point is accountability. In a local environment, I'm just talking in a city environment, mm-hmm. when the city roads get bad, you bark down on the mayor or the city council, what have you. But right now, what's happening right now in the United States is we have this Texas intercontinental road going through mm-hmm. United States where it goes from Laredo, Texas, all the way up to Canada, and it's going to be a toll road. And they're selling public roads. And these are people who we elected, supposedly, who are sold out to a foreign interest, who lives around and tax us.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've heard what you're talking about. And, of course, the bigger the government is, the less they need to be involved in road creation. We don't need a federal highway department. We don't need the feds involved in roads. We don't even need the state involved in roads, although that would be more acceptable. And I think it'd be fine. I think the states could very easily figure out ways to connect roads to one another because they have an interest in doing that. But you mentioned accountability. Although I got to say, there's really not very much accountability when it comes even to local roads. There are road projects around here that have been going on for decades, sir. There's a road that was supposed to be put in by my parents' neighborhood. I remember going to a meeting about that 15 years ago, and now they've begun construction on it. Just begun construction. Let alone completion of it, of construction. You want to talk about accountability, you cannot go down to the city commission and talk to the same commissioners that were in charge of the road project 15 years ago. Heck, you can't even talk to them, the ones that were in charge 7 years ago. They don't have accountability. All they get to do, all they have to do, is go in, do their little city commission jobs, and then go home at the end of 2 or 4 years, collect themselves a nice little pension, and they have no responsibility for the mistakes that they made or for the things that they screwed up. At least if they were privately run, you could tell the road owners, hey, you know what? I'm going to go travel on your competitors' roads.
Because they're putting roads in where I want them.
Jay, thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Mike in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Mike. Mike in Nevada? Going once?
Mike. Hey, you there?
Hey there. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, it doesn't make sense when libertarians debate conservatives on immigration. It makes no sense to impute the argument that welfare is the problem on them, because for one thing, they don't hold the argument themselves anyway.
What do you mean they don't hold the argument?
They don't. That's not their problem with immigration. Some claim that it is.
And why I bring it up, to get that out of the way, because if you can eliminate the welfare objection, then you can get closer to their real objection.
And it's not true. The biggest welfare queens are the fat, white, donut-eating Homer Simpson people, the military-industrial complex workers, the white, yuppie technocrats that build bombs. Those people are getting tons of government money. The Mexicans have to make up Social Security numbers so they can pay taxes and yet never collect.
You're absolutely making a great point when it comes to Mexicans that there's a lot of taxes. You know, people can take these numbers and screw with them as much as they want as to how much the illegal Mexican immigrants give or take from the economy, because there's just so many different numbers.
There's a lot of good statistics that show that they're bailing out. They're one of the big things that are keeping Social Security semi-solvent.
But now, when you use a term like welfare and you claim that it's the middle-class techno-bureaucrats or whatever terminology you said, you're not making it. People think that you're just telling something that's not true. What you should say is subsidies.
Because they show up for work every day to do something that nobody would pay for, like go over and bomb other countries, things like that.
I see.
I think it's a great
government employees.
I think it's they're not necessarily government employees. They're private employees of the military-industrial complex, these private companies that create bombs for the government. They're essentially taking what amounts to a welfare payment, because these jobs probably wouldn't exist in a free economy. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. One segment remains. The calls are already loaded up, but we might be able to sneak you in. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool this summer with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient cooling system can keep your family comfortable all summer long and may help you save money on high energy costs. You and your family can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. Offer ends August 26, 06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Keep cool with the new air conditioning system from Sears. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're in the final segment of the Tuesday edition. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Just enough time to slip your call in. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And shop with us. We've got an agreement with our friends over at Amazon. Yes, that Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer, over 30 different categories of products, including their brand new grocery store, which just opened up at the beginning of this month. You can go to amazon.freetalklive.com to start your shopping experience. And when you check out, feel good, because a percentage of your sale is going to Free Talk Live. That's right.
Rest assured.
Indeed. A percentage of virtually anything that you buy at Amazon through all of their categories, everything from DVDs to office products to baby supplies, apparel, and more, it's all there. Amazon.freetalklive.com. So you get the stuff you want delivered to your door, great price, great shipping deals, and you help Free Talk Live at the same time. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the calls here. Keith in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Keith. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a little disappointed in you, Ian.
Oh?
Yeah, because you said that Manwich went to a self-help conference.
No, Mark went to a self-help conference.
Oh, right. Right.
Self-improvement.
Mark. Yes, but Mark wouldn't need a self-help. He doesn't need self-improvement. So when he came back and he said that he didn't actually do that, it was obvious. You know, you were just jealous, right?
Wait. He said he didn't need self-improvement.
No,
and
he doesn't. Why would he need it? He's got everything.
When you say that, what do you mean?
Well, he's pretty hot. Everyone likes him. He's rich.
I don't think he sees his life in the same way that you see his life. Mark has a troubled life as far as he's concerned. I don't think you're in possession with all of the facts. Although you do have a lot of facts from what I understand.
Far more than he needs.
Okay, well, Mark, if you did need self-help, and I don't think you do.
Okay. I don't think I need self-help. It's a self-improvement seminar.
All right. I'm sorry, Mark.
But keep going.
I would suggest How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World by Harry Brown.
Reading it right now.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome.
I actually loaned it to him before one of his recent trips that he went on, And it was not at your suggestion, though. You did make that suggestion to me privately as well, and I agree. That's an excellent book. It's by Harry Brown. I recommend it to anybody out there listening to this. How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World. You can get it, I think, online. I think Amazon still sells it.
I don't think so. No? I don't think anyone sells it anymore.
Oh, no. Well, you might have to hit eBay. They're out there. Go and look it up, because it's well worth it. Keith, thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Mike in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Mike in Texas.
Hello,
he's Mike. Gone. Sorry. Let's talk to Joe in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, gentlemen. How you doing? I hope
Joe.
You can help me get a copy of that book. I can't see. Maybe I can have someone read it. Is Harry Brown still alive? And then I'm going to bring up a couple of topics.
Harry Brown passed away earlier this year, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Oh, what happened? Cancer, was it?
Oh, gosh. Wasn't it Gehrig's disease?
I don't know. He was rather old.
Oh, okay. Mark, I didn't know you were rich. It's always good to be rich. Money helps.
I think rich is a...
You're rich?
It's perspective.
Oh, okay. Question. Have you guys heard of about Gonzalez? He's still trying to... Alberto Gonzalez. Then I want to ask a question. He's trying to fight this warrantless search war. He's trying to get warrantless searches.
Oh, yeah. Him and his buddies. Him and Michael Chertoff and Bush and all the rest of their cronies up there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They want more power, more ability to search and destroy our freedoms.
And Bush said, we're not going to get out of Iraq as long as I'm president. I hope the next president is different. I don't know.
If it's Doug Stanhope, it's going to be different. If it's a Republican or Democrat, it's going to be the same old stuff.
Well, does Doug Stanhope have the money to get on, and how good is he doing? We haven't heard much about him yet. But
well, Doug has just launched his campaign. In fact, his website's not even up yet. So we're going to have him on once his site gets online so we can direct people to it. But he does have a temporary campaign page up at MySpace, myspace.com/Stanhope.
I hope people like me who are disabled will get help. I'd like to know how you would handle this question,
sure.
You guys, if government had less control. I see, like I said, I agree with you. I have mixed feelings only because of my situation. Tonight they showed on... the police mentality, you know, how the police go around, they stop drunks and they pepper sprayed you. If you don't behave, you'll hit the pavement real hard. Would you get rid of the police, or would you have a different type of police? And how do you deal with people there this way that are out of control and they're fight? I mean, people are always going to fight a little bit, you know.
Well, yeah, humans are violent animals.
First of all, it depends on who you ask, Joe. Most libertarians are totally down with allowing the police to continue to exist.
I would be.
But maybe ending the war on drugs, maybe ending their war on prostitution, refocusing them on real violent crimes, sending them after murderers and rapists and that sort of thing, so refocusing their current efforts. That would go a long way to improve the current police system. I'll go all the way. I'll say we need to get the government out of policing. It's something that can easily be provided by a market-based system of competition. It's a good that's in demand. People want to be protected. They want a policing service, but they want to be treated fairly at the same time.
Yeah, would you still have the 911 and the police come to house for domestic violence and things like that?
I don't know if the 911 thing would quite work the exact same way with competing agencies. I'm not sure how that would all work out.
Yeah.
But if you have, you could have contracts in interlocking agreements, and if you have a, for instance, a marriage agreement with somebody or a stay-at-home agreement that says there will not be violence, and someone violates that agreement, then the enforcement will come in.
Yeah, because see, the reason I'm asking, and I have one more question. The reason I'm asking, they show this guy had a food fight with his girlfriend. The kitchen was a mess. And then she called and he came back, and she said that he slapped her. Now, people slap people once in a while, but I guess the state law says you slap someone and you go to jail for domestic violence.
Oh, you know, I've heard that as a matter of fact, I believe in Florida, that if someone's called for if the police are called for domestic violence, somebody has to go to jail.
There are some states that are like that. Yep.
Oh, that's so stupid. Because the way these cops, you do what I say, you'll hit the ground real hard. And you're
that's what it is. We have to play by their rules that they write.
Granted,
that we don't have any consent. We have no process except in the silly voting thing that they ask people to
granted,
do.
Granted, you should answer questions properly, but they also say that you don't have to answer a question when they stop a car and do this. Now,
you don't have to, but they might arrest you.
Yeah, but how would you, as a libertarian, deal with when you stop cars and there's marijuana in the back and the guy pulls a gun and starts shooting? I mean,
marijuana would be legal. Why would someone pull a gun?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but they showed it on the police booth, the police thing. You know, the guy tried to kill a cop, and then he sped off.
Of course. I mean, the show Cops is frequently showing the pro-police side of the police. So they're never going to take a stance on cops about how drugs should be legal and about how police would be so much more well-respected if they weren't enforcing the war on drugs.
Why did this guy pull a gun out and start shooting when the trooper was just questioning him?
I don't know. He's crazy, has nothing left to live for. I don't know what his motivations
are. How do you, as a libertarian, deal with this? And my last question is, I buy products for the blind, which are very expensive. The screen reader is over $1,000. The government gives the company contracts. If it weren't so expensive and it worked better, you know, more blind people can afford it. But they sell it because they get contracts from the government. How would you deal with this? There's only one or two companies in business. Would you have other companies that are competing?
Well, I can't make decisions as to what companies decide to do, but if we open things up to the marketplace, then people in search of a profit will absolutely compete. And private agencies, private charities, that sort of thing, they would be the ones supplying the money to these organizations. So there'd be more competition for the dollars, for the groups that are giving up the dollars. So there'd be more demands put on the software and put on the hardware.
Yeah, because these people make profit. He said, we can make as much as we want. Yeah, but at the expense of the people that can't pay, like a note taker, $3,000, $4,000.
Yeah, it's incredible. I feel sorry for you, and I think that you'd be much better off in the hands of private caretakers as opposed
to
the
government. Can I give you a website just to go look at the stuff?
You know what? We don't have time, but thank you.
Maybe
email me if you'd like. Hey, thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. We got to get Christina on the line in Hawaii. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, how are you, Mark and Ian?
Hi.
Hello.
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I had called you a long time ago when I lived in New Jersey, and I had gotten a DUI, and I went to court eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And,
it's been a while. I don't recall.
Yeah, I'm having a little trouble coming up with a two.
Well, I was, you kind of threw me off the show.
I threw you off?
Yeah, you tried to make me look like I was a fake caller or something, and then we got into a little bit of an argument. That might have been a different time that I called, I'm not sure, but I'm that Christina.
Okay, Christina. So what do you have for us tonight?
All right. Well, you wanted to know the outcome of the DUI.
Hmm.
Basically, what had happened is I felt that the field sobriety tests were unreasonable and nobody could pass them. And I ended up doing some research online. I found out that there was a test done at Clemson University where they took six common field sobriety tests and they administered them to 21 people who had a blood alcohol level of 0.00,
mm-hmm.
and they showed them to 14 policemen, and they decided that in 46% of the cases, the individuals had too much to drink.
Wow.
But anyway, I challenged it in court. I had a very good lawyer, but they found me guilty, and they said,
man,
in the judge's closing statement, she says, well, we don't even need the breathalyzer test. The policeman can just look at you and say that your blood alcohol level was too high.
Isn't it amazing?
I know. It's
so
unbelievable.
Now you've escaped to Hawaii.
I've escaped.
Well, congratulations.
I escaped. I'm as far away from that filthy state as I can get.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
you. I hope you enjoy your time there in Hawaii. And maybe you'll consider heading up to the Free State someday. And call us again sometime when we have a little more time. Let us know what's going on. Thanks.
Okay.
800-259-92. Wait a minute. What am I talking about? I'm done. We're done. The show is over for tonight.
Looks like she's right. I just looked up that Clemson field sobriety thing.
That's awesome. Well, I mean, not awesome. I mean, it's awesome that that's true, but pretty stunning. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online, in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.